Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
Welcome to the Sports Lounge. That's me. I'm your host, Michael Horn. Glad to have you with us here. I'm not the star of the show. That's why sometimes you can't hear me all the way through. But you can hear this guy, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, the one and only Mr. Fred Dreyer. Fred?
Thanks so much. I'm working my headset knob right there.
Fred and I always get to the studio plenty of time early to adjust levels and everything, and we're here. This is a great show because we take you behind the scenes in the world of sports. And we're talking about the Sultan here, a guy who had two safeties in one game in the same quarter. We call him the all-pro defensive end and the acting legend from Hunter. He's in Bumblebee, the movie. We're talking about Fred Dreyer.
Yes, it's great to be with you all. I hope you guys are having a great weekend. And I'm rolling right along on my end. My daughter, who, as most of you probably don't know, or maybe don't know, lives in Oklahoma.
Yes.
She said that half of the schools in Oklahoma are closed because of the flu.
Whoa, this is a big deal.
She has it.
And not only that, but some states are not immunizing people, not against the flu, but against other diseases like measles, mumps, and all that kind of stuff. We got a problem here going in this country. Now, I'm not a big fan of flu shots. I didn't take them when I was a kid, but I've been known to grab one every now and then. Are you a flu shot kind of guy?
No, I have not had a flu shot.
You wouldn't. I knew you would.
Until it was mandated.
By whom?
When I was in school as a kid. You know, my parents went along with all that stuff in the 50s. And so forth, but
I never did.
I never advocated it. I never allowed my daughter to be vaccinated when she was in school.
Really? No vaccination. You did, didn't you?
No.
No?
Never did that.
Oh, boy. See, that's the problem, I think,
and
with some states.
It went right against the grain of the school, and they called us over, and I just said, look, I'm not going to do it, so you can either take my money. This is what it comes down to. You can either take my money, or I can go to another school.
They grab the cash immediately. Your thoughts on that? Send us an email if you will. Follow Fred on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer. He's on Facebook, facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer, and email him, FredDreyer@crntalk.com.
Let's have a chat about your debit card, the card you use for the things you buy every day. What if you could get cash back every time you bought those things? Well, now you can. Introducing Discover Cashback Debit. Just open a Discover bank account and start earning 1% cash back on up to $3,000 in debit card purchases every month, automatically. Plus, there are no monthly fees or minimum balances. Now you can get cash back on the way you like to pay. Open a Discover bank account and get the debit card with cash back. Go to discoverbank.com/debit. Limitations apply. Excludes money market accounts. Discover Bank member FDIC.
Using an overpriced trash bag?
Pricey, pricey, pricey!
A bag that breaks?
Whippy, whippy, whippy!
Or a smelly bag?
Stinky, stinky, stinky!
Time to switch to Hefty Ultra Strong Trash Bags, always at an ultra low price.
Hefty, hefty, hefty!
They're our best bags yet, and they cost less than Glad Force Flex, where sold head to head. So you'll be
happy, happy, happy!
Hefty Ultra Strong with Arm & Hammer Odor Control. Also available in heavy duty black bags.
Hefty, hefty, hefty!
I'm Nick Ebram. I like to have a nice smooth shave. I do have a goatee. I like to make sure the skin around it is nice and smooth. And you know, when you're using one of those disposable razors, you never know what you're going to get. You don't get a great shave. But I tell you, I have found the solution to my shaving issues with Harry's razors. Non-slip, comfortable handle. I think these are absolutely the best. Right now, you can get a $13 value trial set. Comes with everything you need for a close, comfortable shave. Weighted ergonomic handle, a 5-blade razor with a lubricating strip, a rich lathering shave gel, a travel blade cover. You can get a $13 value trial set right now. Go to harrys.com/worldsoccer. Go right now, harrys.com/worldsoccer. Redeem your offer right now and let them know that I, Nick Eber, sent you. harrys.com/worldsoccer to go get your Harry's razors.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix.
All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text MAIN to 42424 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text MAIN to 42424. That's MAIN to 42424.
Welcome back here to the Sports Lounge. I'm your host, Michael Horn, along with the co-host, the star of the show, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, one and only Fred Dreyer. You didn't go with me this week, Fred, but I was out at spring training, went to Arizona because we're in Hollywood, California, doing this show nationwide, coast to coast on CRN Digital Talk Radio, Sports Byline, and of course, Sirius XM Channel 211. And so here, you know, we're excited to be with you, but I went to Arizona, watched the Dodgers play. I drove there. It's about a 6-hour drive from Los Angeles to Phoenix, and it's a fun park. A couple of things I noticed. First off, you can't get any baseball games on the radio when you get in there. You got to go to like Sirius XM or something to pick up a ball game. It's not, the local radio doesn't put any of that stuff on. You would think one channel would be like Baseball Center, and they'd say, here's what's happening with the White Sox. The Cubs are doing this, and the Dodgers. None of that.
Well,
none of that.
What do you get when you turn on the local radio?
You get a few talk stations there. You get one sports talk station. It was doing all network stuff, you know, generic network stuff, not talking about the local stuff. It was disappointing. And then what's really disappointing is when you go to the ballpark, you find out that some of the star players, some of the guys that even make lots of money, like a Clayton Kershaw, take themselves out of the lineup. They're not prepared for spring training. What have they been doing in the off season? Would they not know that their arm is tight or their back has got a problem or something? How can you show up when your job is to play baseball and not be ready to go on day one? That, to me, is unforgivable. Your thoughts on that?
It happens every spring. You have people who have been raised from small kids into the baseball of America system.
Yep.
And where getting in shape is means that you've thrown a lot of pitches or you've hit a lot of baseballs. It doesn't mean that you're physically prepared, that you stretch, that you have full range of motion, that you understand what a pulled muscle is, what a pulled ligament is. You don't there's nothing that I've seen in professional sports, having gone through my experience of it through college, high school, and city college, and on the professional side of things. I have not seen anybody in baseball that I believe is ever in shape. It's one thing to be young, 19, 20 years of age. That's one thing, because you're brand new. But for somebody like, let's take Kershaw. Let's take some people here who are 26 to 32. That main body of the league is not in shape. I could say that, and I could bet on it, and not one of them could run from right field to left field without collapsing.
Well,
and they don't stretch.
That's true.
They don't know what range of motion means for their arms and their hips and their backs. They get there and they have to take 3 days off because their back is sore from what? From doing what they should have been doing for 3.5 months.
Right, getting in shape. Right,
they're all out of shape. They don't have. They don't know what it's like. You know, certainly to do preventative exercises, but once you do get hurt, they don't know how to get well.
Like I talked to a few people about it. I said I'm kind of appalled that, you know, when you called me the first day I was there and said that Kershaw put himself on the shelf for a while because he's got tightness in the shoulder and all that kind of stuff. And so I'm thinking, like, how could you not know that Cody Bellinger didn't start right away because he had tightness in his back or whatever? And then some guy says, well, you know, it's the same at football training camp. And then I started thinking, you and I went to football training camp, and you were there to meet people and stuff as a celebrity because you played on the Rams and the New York Giants. And we got there at like 10 or 11 o'clock in the morning, and nobody was out there doing anything. And it wasn't a particularly hot day. Nobody was doing nothing. And then, you know, after lunch, maybe about 3 o'clock, as players showed up and they start, you know, taking rubber bands and stretching their legs and their knees and all this kind of stuff. And it's like, I'm going like, this is football. You got to get into some great shapes. I expected to people like pounding into stuff and charging in and shoulder blocking and doing all this stuff. I didn't see any of that. I was quite amazed.
Yeah. Well, that's that. There's a combination of the new, I guess, the new era of professional football. And every sport has their problems. But the new era is that the collective bargaining agreement, the players said, look, this is what we want. This is what we don't want. We don't want a hit. We don't want a scrimmage. We don't want two-a-days and so forth and so on. Here's a list of grievances. And that if you don't do what we tell you, then we're going to strike. And that's the last thing you want to hear as an owner. You don't want your people to be unrest amongst your players to where they now go out and strike. And when I was playing, they struck for stupid things because the people were stupid and there wasn't a lot of money. I led a charge, as brief as it was, on the Rams. And trying to get people to talk about one thing and one thing only, you know, forget about the terms and conditions of everyday play and what it takes to prepare yourself in training camp, during the season, days off, those types of things. Concentrate on your retirement package. Concentrate on what's going to happen when you're out of the sport and you get to be 62 and a half and you're able to take your retirement. What is that retirement going to do? So along with that, they've decided they've gutted the sport. They've got 19 coaches where we used to have like seven or eight. They've got 19 coaches now, and every position has two coaches for it. You know, you got an offensive coach that's on the right side of the ball, and an offensive coach is on the left side of the ball. And what you wind up getting is you don't have any continuity of getting in shape. You don't hit, so therefore the first preseason game,
right,
you start hitting, and that's when you start getting sore. And so by the time in our generation, by the time you showed up for the first regular season game, you were in shape to play. And that means you could go full speed.
There you go.
And that's what saved you from being hurt. You know, the irony of it is that you got to go all out and you got to hit. Well, gee, if you go all out and you got a hit, then you're probably going to get hurt. Well, not necessarily, because you're trained to go all out and hit. And so the result is that you're in control of what the benefits of off-season workouts are, and you have to be in charge of it. In baseball, they don't do that. If I were a coach and the pitchers and the catchers showed up a week ago and they're there for 8 days, I would have made him do nothing but run sprints, run from the left field to the right field line, exercise, stretch, do everything you can to get up before you start throwing baseballs.
They show up about, 10 minutes before the game starts, or 15, just enough there for the national anthem, and then they start playing.
Have you seen that exercise where they all get in a line and follow one another, and they do this? They do that.
I saw that in football, yes.
They do all that crap.
I saw that.
It's embarrassing. It's just, they do that in baseball.
Radio. Fred's moving his hands from side to side, kind of like a lazy man's wave. We'll have more in the Sports Lounge. Stay right here.
You order a glass of your favorite Cabernet, fresh asparagus, hollandaise on the side, a filet, medium rare. You unfurl your napkin with a flare, close your eyes, and prepare to listen. Ah, there it is. The sweet music you long to hear. The sizzle. The sizzle of a Ruth's Chris steak.
The most magnificent corn-fed prime beef. Broiled to perfection at 1,800 degrees. Some call it a sizzle. We call it an anthem.
As the waiter approaches, you think, is this one mine or that one?
Ruth's Chris Steakhouse. Like Ruth always said, life's too short to eat anywhere else.
Make a reservation online at rootschris.com or by calling 800-544-0808.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Attention business owners. Are you struggling while waiting for your customers to pay on their net 30, 60, or 90-day invoices? Can't get a business loan? Have no equity? Bad credit? Or maybe no credit at all? Then you need to call AmeriFactors right now. AmeriFactors will give you cash for your invoices and there's nothing to pay back. We simply buy your account receivables, and if those clients don't pay on the invoices, we take the loss. We give you funds based on your account receivables skills, not your credit. And 98% of all applicants are approved. It's that simple. With AmeriFactors, there's no more waiting for your customers to pay. We give you the funds up front, then we wait for your customers to pay us. Fund your business today. Call AmeriFactors right now.
800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. That's 800-847-1183.
Welcome back here to the Sports Lounge. Thanks for joining us nationwide, coast to coast on CRN Digital Talk Radio, Sports Byline, and of course right here on Channel 211 Sirius XM. Glad to have everybody with us. So, guys, at spring training, and I'm Michael Horn, the star of our show, Fred Dreyer, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend. And so I guess the two sides in Major League Baseball, the players' union and the and management, the teams are looking. Major League Baseball has taken a suggestion from the union that there's a single trade deadline before the All-Star break. They want to keep it the current July 31 deadline in place. They want to eliminate trades in August for players who clear waivers. The league and the proposal agree to abide by the suggestion from the union for reduced mound visits. Here's what would happen. It'd go from 6 to 5 this year. And then from 5 to 4 in 2020. So, you can't go out and talk to your pitcher. Give me a break.
I keep saying it. I'm redundant, and so forgive me. I'm probably old fashioned. This is government football. This is strangulation of a great sport. They feel like they have to do something every off season. Some disgruntled owner. I remember years ago when I was in National Football League, they had Cleveland played at Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, right there on the lake. By the lake.
Yeah.
And every year the Giants would play them. Usually, probably later on in the season, November, December, when the field was all chewed up. And I remember in the plain dealer, the gripes coming from Art Modell saying, I'm going to put AstroTurf in here. I want my own stadium to put AstroTurf because we've lost so many important games due to weather. And that's a lie, first of all. And second of all, that's the sport. That's what made the sport great. People don't want to go to a stadium every single week and look at AstroTurf in the rain. Have you ever played a football game in a snowstorm on AstroTurf?
No, I have not.
Have you ever played in a downpour rain in AstroTurf?
No.
This is an idiot. Here's a guy who's a founding, he's one of the founding members of the league. He's a very important member of the league.
Right.
And, he's the one that said, I'll vote to go into the AFL. They were in the National Football League.
Wow.
Pittsburgh, Cleveland, and the Baltimore Colts.
Wow.
They were all in the National Football League. In order to make the balance work, when the two collaborated in 70, Art Modell was one of the leaders in getting the other two teams, along with what's-his-face from Carol Rosenblum, who later on owned the Rams, and Art Rooney, who owned the Steelers. Those three people got like $1 million or $2 million to make the decision to make the move from the from the NFL to the AFL.
Wow.
And it was a big deal because of the tradition, you can well imagine. And so for him to make that type of a statement, or for owners to make those types of stupid ownership decisions, it just tells me that ownership is just ruining the sport as it is today when we talk about baseball.
That's it.
And how many times can you go out and talk to your pitcher? I want to go out and talk to him as many times as I can.
No.
It's by the way,
you can only
do it twice in an inning, then you got to remove the pitcher.
This year, only four. It's down from 6 to 5, and then next year from 5 to 4. Here's another one. How many times do you use a position player as a pitcher? I haven't seen it quite that often, although sometimes with modern baseball.
Yeah, when it goes because, 17 innings.
Exactly.
You know,
so here's the deal. The use of position players as pitchers would have rules attached to it, according to sources. So each player at the beginning of the season would be designated a pitcher or a position player, except in cases where a player is deemed a two-way player. That's where you'd have to have 20 major league innings pitched and 20 starts at a position, including designated hitter, with at least 3 plate appearances. Are you following this? Are you taking notes?
Am I taking notes? I'm tired of taking notes about this crap.
This is terrible. And position players could pitch only after the 9th inning or following the 6th inning in games in which their team trails by at least 7 runs. This is ridiculous.
This is like a Senate bill.
Yes, this is like a Senate bill.
That's like 2.5 feet thick.
Yes.
You know, this is like the type of thing you need Nancy Pelosi to put her on a flatbed truck and have her come in here and read to us what the bill is all about.
Well, she doesn't read them. She just says you're voting.
Nobody reads them. They just vote. They just stand up and vote, and it gives them a chance for these drunks to go down to Florida and sit in the spa. Speaking of which, Kraft.
We won't talk about him.
But they look for an excuse to be a busybody to add to the sport because they want to go down in the Hall of Fame as the guy who put in, you know, you can only go to the mound 16 times in a doubleheader.
Now, here's the deal. Position players, I told you, could only pitch after the 9th inning or following the 6th inning in games in which their team trails at least 7 runs. And then the league proposed having the right this year to shorten inning breaks from 2 minutes 5 seconds to 1 minute 55 seconds in locally broadcast games. It'd be different in national broadcast games. In addition to shaving 30 seconds off the current 2 minute 25 second breaks in national games.
Makes a big difference.
So this is there going to be some guy they're going to hire to run a stopwatch?
I agree with that.
You're going to save a big total of about 3 minutes total of the game by doing that.
Cut it down to 7 innings and 132 games. And there's your answer.
So this is good. Now, here's the deal. Major League Baseball, in a partnership with the Atlantic League, plans on using an independent league this year to begin testing an automated strike zone and a mound distance farther than 60 feet since 6 inches.
Make him pitch from second base. Let's see what that does to it. You want to talk about increasing the visits to the mound.
That's good. Rotator cuff.
You got pitchers that can't find the plate from 60 feet 6 inches. You know, you get Baez and Yimi Garcia and these guys from the Dodgers. You know, you got to go out there and tell them the guy kneeling behind the plate is the guy you want to throw the ball to.
That's the guy. See him? Put binoculars on. I guess the $13 margaritas are not bad because you're going to have to drink a lot of those in order to watch a game.
You're going to have to be drunk to play it.
That's new baseball rules. Get ready for them. They're testing some of them now. And they may be coming your way this year, so be looking for that. It's the Sports Lounge. I'm Michael Horn. Fred Dreyer, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend. Don't forget you can email us. We're on Facebook Live, and we do this show live. We want to thank you all for joining us and being there. Say hello on Facebook to Matt, Pamela, and Ingrid, and all of you. Thanks for joining us here in the Sports Lounge. We'll be back.
Traditional Hawaiian weddings and vow renewals to your own unique ceremony, find out why Ka'anapali Weddings is the perfect place to say, I do. Create the memory that will last a lifetime at the place you and your family know and love, Ka'anapali Beach Hotel. Imagine yourself and your loved one just steps away from world-famous Ka'anapali Beach in one of many wedding venues to choose from, including oceanside lawns, tropical gardens, or indoor banquet rooms. With your choice of catering, bar, floral, and musical options, you can make your special day customized just for you. Their wedding specialists will help you plan your dream wedding today. For more information, visit Ka'anapaliWeddings.com or call 661-0011. Ka'anapali Weddings, the perfect place to say, I do.
Ka'anapali Beach Hotel, Maui's Hawaiian Hotel.
Is the Sports Loungers. Truly Michael Horn with the one and only Sultan of Safeties, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend we're talking about, Mr. Fred Dreyer, who's, I don't know, what are you, it's working here. Don't forget, we're on Facebook Live and Roku.com and Tiki Live and CRNTalk.com with the video, as well as being on CRNTalk.com, Sports Byline, and of course on Channel 211 here on SiriusXM. Email time, go to Fred Dreyer at CRNTalk.com. Pamela says, Mr. Dreyer has the world's best dimples and smile. Since dimples are hereditary, wondering who in his family shares that very attractive trait.
My mother does, and her sisters in her side of the family, and I think my dad had some dimples as well. So I cross-pollinated between my mother and my father.
Now, Laura says, we loved some Hunter, but watching him, meaning you, on Mark Levin, I'm more impressed than ever. He speaks truth firmly and boldly.
I tell you, I've had more people say the same thing, that they were very excited to see me in that form over there. And it's a pleasure to know that people are paying attention.
Samantha says, at Fred Dreyer, grew up watching you and Hunter with my dad, who was also a fan of yours in the NFL, which was probably why we watch Hunter. I found you on here, so just wanted to say thank you so much for all the years of entertainment and the togetherness you brought me and my dad. That's from Samantha.
Well, you're very welcome. I sure appreciate it. I'm getting an awful lot of fan mail from all over the world. And, you know, this show, CRN, goes all over the world. And we do such a good job of trying to reach out to people. But I sure appreciate your comments.
Exactly. And we have Hunter, they say, at Fred Dreyer. Hunter had the best car chases on TV. Would you agree with that?
Oh, yes, they did. I tell you, these special effects guys today do a great job, but there's nothing like a real good old Hollywood car chase.
Now, don't forget, you can follow Fred on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer, D-R-Y-E-R. You can follow him on Facebook, facebook.com/ The Real Fred Dreyer, and you can email him, and we'll read the emails on the air, freddreyer@crntalk.com. That's freddreyer@crntalk.com.
Can't get enough of your team? SB Nation's 300-team regional and sports-centric communities are built just for you. Join your fellow fans at SBNation.com for all the best sports news. SBNation.com. Your team, your community.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. Spring is just around the corner, so now is the time to get those home projects done so you can spend spring and summer being with your loved ones. Home Advisor makes it easy to find the right pros for any project. Seriously, whether it's a small project like installing kitchen cabinets, next on my to-do list, or a big project like remodeling that kitchen, just go to homeadvisor.com and tell them about your project. In just seconds, you'll be matched with the best pros in the area for your exact job. You can read customer reviews, check availability, even book appointments online. And with their project cost guide, you can check what others paid for similar jobs in your area. No matter what home project you've been thinking about, painting, getting your gutters cleaned, even a big job like a new roof, Home Advisor makes it easy to find and hire the best pros in your area. Find a great pro now before the busy season hits. Go to homeadvisor.com or download the free app to get started.
And now today's Bob Evans foodie lesson, the need to belong. We tend to associate certain foods with members of our family, social gatherings, and people taking care of us, Thanksgiving and other holidays with family. When we feel lonely, we crave comfort foods to give us both comfort and security. For example, a college student away from home for the first time may crave comfort foods as a reminder of family. Evidence showed that people with positive family relationships were more likely than others to reach for comforting foods on the days they felt lonely. And now a word from Bob Evans.
You're the family chef, but with homework, practices, email, getting a good meal on the table is tough. Sometimes the best choice is the easy choice. Delicious Bob Evans mashed potatoes and mac and cheese, made with ingredients like real milk, butter, potatoes, and cheese. Bob Evans sides are ready in the microwave in 6 minutes, and they're the perfect complement to any meal. Once your family tries them, it'll be love at first bite. Get Bob Evans sides today in the refrigerated section at your favorite grocery store.
Bob Evans. Down on the farm.
A major data breach just exposed millions of Americans to a crime that could cost you your home. Here's retired FBI agent Art Fitzenmeier for Home Title Lock.
Title fraud is one of the fastest growing crimes, and in a moment, I'll tell you how to find out if you're already a victim. Home mortgage files are kept online now, and breaches like this could put you at risk of losing your home. If you have a home loan through a major bank, your mortgage and private data may have been stolen. Scammers forge documents stating you sold your home. Then they'll take out loans on your property and stick you with the payments. You won't know until late payment notices show up or you get evicted. And no bank, insurance, or identity theft programs protect you. For pennies a day, Home Title Lock protects you from title fraud. Now here's how to find out if you're a victim.
Go to HomeTitleLock.com and register for your title scan and report. $100 value free with sign up. Visit HomeTitleLock.com. HomeTitleLock.com.
We are back in the sports lounge. Here's truly Michael Horn, the star of our show, the acting legend, the all-pro defensive end, the one and only Mr. Fred Dreyer.
Did we move off of baseball?
Well, I'm still on baseball because I want to talk to you a little bit, about this clock. Because I notice I'm sitting there, it's been a few months since I've been around checking baseball, and I'm seeing this countdown clock on the scoreboard out in the outfield, and I guess right behind home plate. And apparently, this got beyond me a little bit. There's a countdown clock, which they were thinking about moving the game along so the pitcher had a pitch quicker than,
20 second clock.
Yeah. They'd count it down. And I don't know if it's sped up the game. I thought it was still a long game. I mean, those spring training games go over 3 hours, even with that clock sitting there.
They're playing a lot of people, so it takes time to put people in and people out.
I guess, but, if pitchers would throw more strikes than balls, we'd get this game going already.
Here's the other thing. There's too many young pitchers in the league.
Well, they switch something because back in the day, a starting pitcher would go one, two, three, about three innings, and then they'd pull them out. Now they just have the pitcher in one inning, and then another guy comes in.
Well, remember, there's such a value now that's been transferred to Major League Baseball, to the young people,
right?
To the institutionalization of your training camps and your farm system. The value is in the farm system.
Okay.
And so what they're trying to do, and this is what's been going on the last couple of years, what they're trying to do rather than these cases with these guys who are making $40 million a year, $30 million a year, but they're trying to get a lot of the salary structure in order to where now they're spending a lot of money. The money they do spend is being spent on people coming up, the younger people. The longer you keep somebody, the more their salary goes up. And so they want to get away from that fact. So they're trying like heck to introduce younger players. And in doing so, a lot of things suffer when you do that.
Well, and I don't know where football is doing this. Baseball, what is it with the rule changes all the time? It's like now they're looking to implement the pitch clock. Now they're thinking, well, this might not happen. Maybe not at least until 2022, they're saying. But they had more proposals out there. They would include the ability to implement a three-batter minimum rule for pitchers.
What does that mean? Do you have to stay in for three batters?
I guess. And then
you can't. That's ridiculous.
A roster size change in 2020. Sources with that plan were talking about this. They said they were proposing limitations on position players' usage as pitchers, getting rid of the waiver trading period, further cutting down the mound visits, and potentially shortening the inning breaks. Give me a break.
How about cut the innings down to seven? Let's do that.
Yeah, why don't we do a five-inning game?
Let's do a seven-inning game. Here's another one for you. Let's chop off 30 games. So there's only 130 game season.
chop down, just knock.
Just chop it off, and there you go. You don't have to have any problems whatsoever.
These are the new Fred Dreyer rules that we hope will be
looked
at.
These are common sense rules that, you know, they want to charge you full-scale package for season tickets and baseball and all the other stuff that you have to pay for when you go to a stadium at $17, you know, thing of ice cream. They give you a Dodger batting helmet with ice cream in it.
Yes.
And that's $17.
How about cutting the prices on the margaritas that are like $13, or the water, a bottle of water, you're parched, you're in the Arizona desert, for God's sakes, $5 to get to wet your whistle.
Yeah,
that's tough. Now here's the deal. So this proposal was sent by the league last week, and it's a back and forth bargaining session because the league wants to implement a 20-second pitch clock, and there's tension between the players and the owners stemming from the free agent market the players have found unsatisfactory. The league is testing the pitch clock in the spring training games that I saw, and they're going to ruin the whole game. I'm telling you right now. I mean, come on. A manager can't even go out there and talk to his see what's going on.
No,
give me a break.
No. Everything is being penalized that is necessary to operate the sport. And all the peripheral stuff is not being cut down. You know, I want them to cut down the innings. I want you to make it a 7-inning game. I want you to cut the season down to 132 games. That's 30 games right off the top. And let's start there to find out exactly how this all resonates. And by the way, when you cut it down to 130 games, your salary gets cut down too, by the way.
Hey, there you go. See, they won't like that.
Yeah,
the most controversial rule, though, is the three batter minimum rule for pitchers. They'd expand the roster to 26 players with a maximum of 13 pitchers.
I want to know. Excuse me. But yeah. I want to know what's the person's name responsible for proffering that freaking idea?
Straight ahead, we might tell you. Stay with us on the Sports Lounge.
Hi, this is Fred Dreyer, former Rams defensive end. Football season just ended, and you can bet teams are already hard at work scouting new talent for next season. But if you're running a small business, you need to know where to go to find top recruits. LinkedIn, it's where people go every day to make connections, grow in their careers, and discover new job opportunities. LinkedIn Jobs takes the time to learn more about who you're looking for and then recommends the qualified candidates you want to spend time talking to make a quality hire you're excited about. Customers rate LinkedIn Jobs number one in delivering quality hires, and posting your job on LinkedIn gives you the best chance of finding and starting a conversation with your next star recruit. It's no surprise a new hire is made every 8 seconds using LinkedIn. So build your winning team by posting your job opportunity on LinkedIn and visit LinkedIn.com/solution. Get $50 off your first job post. That's LinkedIn.com/solution. Terms and conditions apply.
We are back in the Sports Lounge. Here's truly Michael Horn along with Fred Dreyer. Thanks for joining us here. Don't forget you can email us, freddreyer@crntalk.com. freddreyer@crntalk.com, and that'll get the information out to you. So, you know, as the baseball season going gets underway, there's Major League Baseball announced a new 3-year agreement with the Atlantic League, which is going to allow Major League Baseball to implement changes, which we've talked about here, to the Atlantic League playing rules in order to observe the effects and the potential future rule changes and maybe equipment changes.
Of course.
Now, they weren't specific about the rule changes, but they did note that they are looking at some pitch tracking technology that would be installed at ballparks and that the rules and equipment tested would be experimental. In quotes, that's where the robots come in here, because some people have said that the rules changes could be significant. While no one with the Atlantic League would confirm the changes, it's expected that the rules tweaks will involve moving back the mound
to center field
and using TrackMan to call balls and strikes. Both rules and changes have long been suggested, but they're significant enough to require plenty of in-game testing. So maybe the umpire's going away. They say no.
I hope everybody goes away. I hope they wind up playing this game on a tarmac someplace, on an airport in some remote island someplace. This is government. This is a total a raping of an American culture. This is idiocy.
They're getting everybody. Why don't you just get your video game out and play on your own TV? Then you can make all the rule changes you want.
Well,
for God's sake.
You're not going to look for any pushback from players. All they care about is to go, well, what's that worth to you if I allow you to move the pitcher's mound back to 75 feet? How about if I pitch from behind second base so I don't get in the way of double plays? Let me pitch from behind, and then if you double my salary, I'll let you do that.
Now, if we could, we should get a couple of football notes in here. And here's the big breaking news. You know, there's that big reward that went out to Colin Kaepernick. And now it looks like Colin Kaepernick, former San Francisco 49er quarterback, is reportedly is having some conversations with the XFL executives about joining their league when that launches in 2020.
Yeah, that's where he belongs, the XFL.
And Vince McMahon may make him out to be a bad guy or something. You know, they could maybe have like storylines in this in the
XFL.
Well,
it'll be another black guy exploited by white capitalism.
Something's going on here, but sources say that he was seeking a lot of money for this, and maybe looking for $20 million to play.
You'll find the dumbest people in this case. You'll find the dumbest group of people in sports who want to capitalize on his notoriety and his incompetence as an individual and as a football player. That guy cannot play football. He has no leadership qualities, as far as I'm concerned, and he's proven that. So they're going to give him what, $20 million? Well, we got to get down, honey. We got to get the kids in the car. And give them some cocoa and keep them awake. So we're going to go down and see Mr. Kaepernick throw the
ball.
Now,
one guy that could go to the XFL, and I know you're a big fan of this guy, and that's Johnny Manziel. Apparently, the Montreal Alouettes have released him.
Are you kidding me?
They say he had contravened the agreement which made him eligible to play. That's what it says. That's the quote. The Canadian Football League said that Johnny Manziel is not eligible to sign with another team in the league, which had his full rights for two seasons. Quoting them now, they say, "We are disappointed by this turn of events. Johnny was provided a great deal of support by our organization in collaboration with the CFL, but has been unable to abide by the terms of his agreement." That's unlike Manziel, isn't it?
Yes. When they decided Cleveland was told by scout after scout after scout, there was enough scouts out there to flood the airwaves and the TV of America to tell the Cleveland Browns, do not draft Johnny Manziel. Why? He is a drunk. He's not reliable. He has terrible issues with his parents, with his father. They can't control him. The coaches have said that much. His teammates have said that much, and they go to the bars in Texas, right there wherever Texas A&M is, and they go there and everybody they run into. Oh yeah, Johnny, he's here every Friday drunk, and so they went ahead and drafted this guy, and they paid him a lot of money, and they're shocked now that he went belly up.
Well, the Alouettes general manager there at the Canadian Football League, Cavis Reed, had a statement. He said, "We worked with the league and presented alternatives to Johnny, who was unwilling to proceed." And so no one's quite sure. We don't know exactly what Johnny Manziel did to violate the agreement with the Alouettes, but according to a source, Johnny Manziel violated a set of conditions set forth by the CFL when he originally signed back in May of last year. And although the league never specified the terms, it said in a statement they were extensive and exacting, and they were generated after an assignment from an independent expert on domestic violence. So that's one. He's 26 years old.
Johnny.
In eight games, he completed 106 passes, 165 attempts. They do say that he last played with the Cleveland Browns in 2015, but in 2016, a domestic assault charge, and he's been They say he stopped drinking, but he has been diagnosed with bipolar disorder. So
yeah, well, let's all chase after him and tell him how much we love him. And by the way, I'm not being facetious. I do worry about people like this because, you know, stuff acts out right in front of everybody. This guy, I hope to God he gets some help. I really do because this guy is on a crash course in life.
This is the Sports Lounge. We'll be back with Fred Dreyer. Yours truly, Michael Horn. Stay with us.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Where do you want to go on a vacation or honeymoon? The Caribbean, Europe, Hawaii, Mexico? How about Disney or a cruise? At Superior Cruise and Travel, we've got you covered. We'll assign you your own travel concierge. They'll help you design a custom vacation plan that you can't find online. And the service is completely free. You can't compare the value of this to any other online travel company. We can help you plan a custom vacation anywhere in the world. We even offer payment plans with no credit card required. Now you pay off your vacation on your time schedule. Call now and mention the promo code RADIO and save up to $500. Book your custom trip. Call Superior Cruise and Travel now and talk to one of the highest-rated travel agencies in the country with a 5-star A-plus online rating.
800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. That's 800-570-9631.
Welcome back here to the Sports Lounge. I'm Michael Horn, along with the one and only Fred Dreyer. So, Fred, Jeff says, I'll never forget hearing former NFL Fred Dreyer talk about the day he realized that it made no sense for a coach to be yelling at a 35-year-old man. Fred, did you really do that?
Well, it doesn't take very long to look on the sideline and see a coach throwing his hat down on the ground and yelling at you, shaking his fist. And, that doesn't go very far with me.
Can't believe that. Okay, here's some fan mail he sent you. They have a picture here of a guy with a, it looks like he's got a toothache. He's got a wrap around his chin, around the top of his head. It said Tampa Bay Buccaneers quarterback Doug Williams in 1978 nursing his jaw, which was broken by the Rams' Fred Dreyer on November 5th. Is that true?
Apparently it is. I keep seeing it.
Well, there you have it. I didn't know that. Fred, he says, another one here says, we love your work and your NFL career. Wish you were more on TV. Modern shows need a character like you.
Oh, thanks so much. I really appreciate it. We're out there trying.
Now, we didn't have enough time to talk about this, but Robert Kraft, what do you think about that whole thing? Can we?
Can't you have the? Can't you have them come up to your room?
I mean, come on.
That's what the hotel rooms are for. That's you idiot.
That's crazy. It's like it's nuts. And you know, there are going to be some rule changes. I'm telling you, in the NFL, where you can't go into a massage parlor and they get some relief from anything.
Yeah, well,
so
we're stuck with it.
There's a in basketball. This guy, the Thunder point guard Russell Westbrook, talked about a young fan at the Pepsi Center in Denver who briefly touched him on the sideline, and I guess he got upset about that.
Yeah, well, that, I would understand that.
Hey, did you ever get touched at all?
Oh, all the time.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's not good to do that. And Shaquille O'Neal has told LeBron James and his team, he says, "I was traded six times. I never cried about it."
That's an apocryphal story.
Yeah.
He did nothing but complain.
Yeah, he did, really?
Yep.
Okay, so maybe once you retire, you forget about some of that stuff. Don't forget you can follow Fred Dreyer on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer, Facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer, and email him, FredDreyer@CRNTalk.com. Final thoughts from you, Fred Dreyer?
It's been a great, great, great time spending with you, and look forward to doing it again.
I'm Michael Hornan for Fred Dreyer. Don't forget, download us, get our cell phone app, dial #250, hit send and say CRN Talk. You can take us with you wherever you go. See you next week.
Hi, this is Edward Brown. Join me every Saturday at 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific time as I host Sports Econ 101, the show where we look at sports from a business perspective, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.